You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I'm a single guy all weekend. It's bachelor weekend for Dom.
Are you? That sounds kind of nice, actually.
Gretchen and her daughter are getting in the car, going on a road trip with the other daughter. So,
all right.
All three of them are going to go out and play for a few days. And so I'm just going to be home with the
cat. Chilling like a villain. Not me, man. We're going out tomorrow night to a little bar that we like, and I think there's about 15 of us going, and that number go up by the end of the day, from what I understand. But yeah, about 15 of us. There's a band and everything. So
15
people? I'm anticipating some dancing this weekend. Mostly
just like me.
By the lady folk.
You'll get out there.
Maybe.
I've seen you get out and sashay with Nicole a little bit.
Oh, I'm
get a
sashay
couple of beers
expert.
In you. And just all it takes is like two beers. And
I'm
going to
sashay the hell out of that dance floor.
Speaking of single and my bachelor weekend, we have Katie from the Mix 100 Midday Show.
Oh, she's great.
Isn't she something? And she's on the phone with us.
Hi, Katie.
Good morning. Did we wake you up?
A little, but it's okay. I was planning on doing this, so I've got coffee. I'm ready.
Okay. Yeah, so we were talking with Katie yesterday when she came in. It was like 9:30, and we were chit-chatting with her. And I wasn't convinced that you would be awake at 7 o'clock the following morning because of your plans last night. So you were all like, oh, no, I'll be there. It's fine. And now you're like,
Well, I mean, I'm up. I'm just like, am I ready to like talk to people this early? I don't know.
Oh,
we're gonna
find
out.
Right. So if you're wondering what we're talking about here, Katie went to a singles mixer last night, and you were like giddy yesterday.
All the single ladies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was really, really hopeful that I was going to find my person, right? But that did not happen.
I will say I've been scrolling through your Instagram like a creepy stalker. You looked lovely. I mean, it was a beautiful dress you had on last night.
Thank you.
Describe to our listeners what you were wearing.
Tell us now.
Oh, it was a really pretty like blue dress. It had almost like a cutout kind of hole pattern on it, but it had a slit up the side. I was wearing heels, which I don't do very often, so I was trying to find my person. I put myself together, you know. I definitely
out
there.
You looked great.
You didn't find somebody. What did you come across? Like, what were the pickings like?
Okay, so this is pretty funny, just because rolling up into this thing, there was a lot of ladies, but I think that rings true just in the whole online dating and dating scene in general. Women are a lot more willing to take control of their destiny. Like, if they want something, they're going to go to something, like a singles mingle to make that happen, right? And so there were a lot of women there. The men were slim pickings, and that was so funny because at one point, the Dr. Viviana, who was hosting the whole thing, she was like, we're not doing a lot of talking, a lot of mingling, so I want you guys to roll up to someone that you find attractive, you want to say hello to and give him a compliment. And before she even finished the sentence, I've got this dude next to me, and he's like, "Why?" And he has no teeth. His name's Maurice, and I was like,
"No teeth?
No teeth, Maurice."
Ask him where all his teeth went?
I didn't really want to get into a whole conversation with him. I didn't want to give him an idea that I was interested, So it was just kind of funny because the selection of men weren't great. But the entire event, I learned a lot. And I think that, I try and go into things with a positive attitude. And I did take away a few things as far as, like, I'm not asking the right questions on dates. I need to do better about, being a little bit more proactive about finding what I want and not being embarrassed about asking questions that really matter.
Like, what questions are you supposed to be asking?
Let's stop right there. Yeah. We want details on these questions.
Yes, and they were really good ideas for questions because normally my thought process when going on a date is I need to know what your likes are. Like, what's a typical Sunday for you? Tell me what you're like. When a question I need to ask is, what does intimacy mean to you? Because if intimacy to a guy means, well, I can't wait to blah, blah, well, they're not. But if intimacy means, I want someone to sit on the couch and hold hands with, like, that's what I miss about a relationship. I miss coming home and
so that's kind of a pro tip for guys, not to jump right into the sexual aspect, but just to say, I love hanging out with somebody and holding hands, grabbing coffee, putting my teeth in, you know, things like that.
You're right. Katie, but now hold on a second. Let's put the brake. Let's pump the brakes on this for just a second. Yeah. I can see. Was it this doctor lady who told you to start asking these kinds of questions?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, it wasn't Maurice.
No teeth, Maurice. Well, coming as a guy who was a bachelor for many, many years, I will tell you that I don't think that's a great question to break the ice or, quote, get to know somebody. Tell me what intimacy means to you. That sounds like something out of an Oprah book club kind of thing. And I don't know if guys are going to react well.
Well, guys need to figure that out and start being a little more sensitive and caring versus wanting to just jump bones right away.
I don't disagree with that. But I'm talking about real world, not, you know, in a perfect idealistic dating, you know, setup from a doctor. In the real world out there, if you wandered up to some guy and said, tell me what intimacy means to you.
Yeah.
I don't think so,
well,
Katie.
I'm not saying rolling with, like, the first set of questions, you know, like, lead up to that. That may be, like, question 10. But she also said, what does a relationship look like to you, right? Not just, you know, because so many people, when you go into this, you know, guys are like, oh, yeah, I want a relationship. Well, what does that look like? Because if you only want to hang out once every 2 weeks, I mean, that's
not for you. There's a classic story about my buddy Mark who, like, could not land a date or keep a date for the longest time because, like, part of his opening lines were like, we don't need to talk every day. We don't need to call. Like, I can only, you know, maybe I can call you like twice a week if you're cool with that. And like, he never had a long-term relationship. I was like,
maybe that's probably true. But at the same time, he set expectations right away. So it wasn't like, I mean, somebody would go into a relationship with him. If they did, they would know. He kind of set his boundaries early on. And I think there's something to be said for that.
Yeah.
I don't know. We should ask people what the best questions to ask are on a first date or a first meeting, like at a mixer. Like, people can text us right now or call us and tell us what they think the best questions. I remember on a date one time, Katie, somebody asked me, it was a first date, and their question, and it wasn't the first question, it was like we'd been there for an hour, and they said, I just want to know, are you available? And then she paused, she goes, you know, I mean, are you really available? Not was I single, but was I available? Because that's two different things.
Sure.
Yeah.
And that kind of, I thought that was
really
a really good
question. Well, it just tells her that you are willing to put effort into a relationship or vice versa, right? Because somebody can say they're there, but you're there for what? You're there for the physical part? Everybody wants to be here for the physical part. Like, that's the best part.
Well, not everybody. I found out not everybody.
So what ended up being the best part of your night then, since there was no dudes?
I'm telling you. Well, here's the thing. When we rolled in, I met this lovely lady. Her name was Diana, and she was in her 60s, and she was going to this thing by herself. She said that she was listening to hip-hop music and listening to the radio yesterday morning and praying to God, asking her what she should do with her life, and the singles thing came on, and she was like, okay, Jesus, that's what I'm doing. So she came to the single mingle, and Diana and I became, like, best friends. She was so sweet, and she just, like, told me she's been divorced for 17 years, and, you know, been single that whole time, dated a little, but it's just so hard. And so to get somebody else's perspective, and there is a lot of that, I think, shout out to the ladies, because when we come together, it all, you know, it was just a very friendly group of women, and I made a lot of friends. I ate a lot of nachos.
I was going to say, your final, like, Instagram post is, like, the table filled with food, and you're like, this is the best part!
Hey, did your new friend end up going home with Maurice?
No, he went home with Maurice.
Poor Maurice. Hey, he's putting himself out there, right? There's somebody out there that loves just gumming somebody.
Nancy, can I gum your ear? Nancy wrote in, and her question that you're supposed to ask is, do you like pancakes or waffles?
All right. Well, it's an icebreaker, I guess.
I suppose.
What a missed opportunity for a bunch of guys, though, Katie. Like, what a complete and total missed opportunity. Like, you could have showed up to this thing and you know, had five ladies for every one guy, it sounds like.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm actually glad Josh didn't show up, because I would have had to protect him.
Yeah, there was talk of Josh going to this.
Oh, that's great. Just food for thought, and I want to know your take on this. Mm-hmm. Don't you kind of think that the whole idea of a singles mixer just puts too much pressure on everyone to sort of, I don't know, perform? Because I'm just wondering if you can really be yourself when the whole concept is something that's staged. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. I mean, it's the same as those like speed dating things. You know, it's so hard to get to know somebody when the premise is you're going to find somebody. But again, I think what I took away from that more than anything was just the tips, other people's stories, learning that, you know, I'm not alone out there in online dating. A very interesting fact that I learned, because, again, these apps get so just overwhelming when you have to be on them and more than one of them. There is about 7 women to every 1 man on these apps. And so the man really is in the advantageous position just because there are so many choices for him. But, again, you go back to the intent of people. So the man telling the woman, you're the only one, you're the only one I'm talking to. And, you know, that happens to be the case a lot. And talking to these women, it's really hard, one, to go out and meet people in just real life, because people don't talk to each other the way that they used to. So we really feel like we have no choice. We have to be on these apps. Like, this is what you know, society has deemed this is that our next step, right? So it's just, when you go to these things, I guess it's a little bit more of a powwow, more of, we're not in this alone. We're in this together, actually. And I think I walked away with that feeling.
I did see, you know, that you showed up with, like, 5 or 6 other women. Like, did any of you land dates during this?
No.
You all walked away empty-handed.
No. Yeah.
Dang. There really were no dudes there.
What do you think the answer would be to get more men to go to an event like that?
I think, you know, they figured it out at the end, letting men come free. That was it. Like, men didn't want to have to pay for that, and women were willing to pay. But then, you know, it makes it so the selection then is men who are not willing to pay to find love, you know? So it's such a double-edged sword. So I think, again, it really is not necessarily a place to come meet somebody, but to learn tips and tricks or whatever you want to call them to be able to do it better.
It almost sounds like, in a way, I mean, even though you didn't walk away with the man of your dreams, okay, I get that. But it's still, in a way, maybe is a morale booster, because you are finding, as you said, that you're not alone and you're learning a little bit. And
you're making new friends, at least. And I mean, it could totally be like, so that woman that you met, you know, might just randomly say, oh, my God, I have a nephew that would be perfect for you, you know, and it could have a trickle down effect like that. And that's how you end up meeting somebody.
Yeah. I think there's some positives to it, that's for sure, some benefits to it, but I just worry about the whole pressure of, we're going to throw people together and they're under pressure to become a couple.
Was there like any other like games or anything involved versus just, hey, everybody start talking? Like, was there any like icebreaker games or musical chairs, anything like that? Duck, Duck,
Free
Goose?
Drink tickets.
Free drink tickets.
I was going to say, how much alcohol was there? I mean, there was a bar, obviously, right?
Yeah, there was a bar. It was very, you know, libations were flowing. There was a lot going on. So, I mean, it was very much a bar setting, right? It was very much like people come in, have drinks, talk, and mingle. And I did talk to a lot of people. I met a lot of great guys who weren't my type, you know, whatever. But, you know, it was still nice to talk to them and see what they were looking for.
Was there, like, one guy that was there that, like, everybody wanted? Like, he was, like, the one?
Dr. Viviana's husband.
Oh, that's great. Listen, and to put a camper on this, before we go to break, so what's your next step? What is next for Katie when it comes to the dating world? Got anything in mind?
Not, I mean, honestly, I think it's just this kind of, as you said, boosted my morale again, because I get to a point where I don't even want to put any effort into it at all. You know, it gets so just devastating at points where it's like you don't even want to look at another man. So I think this, for me, kind of puts it all into perspective. People aren't doing it personally to attack you. You know what I mean? This is how people are. So you really have to get yourself ready for that and go out into this world when you're ready for it. So
you don't know how bad I want to set you up right now. Like, I'm racking my brain of every good guy that I know. And I'm like, well, is he single?
And the thing is, I mean, and I think I texted somebody this yesterday when they were asking about it. They sent us a text they were asking about it. I'm like, Katie is a flipping catch. And so... You're a catch, all right? So I feel like sometime soon you're going to come in all beaming because you did find that person. I just think it's going to happen pretty soon.
Katie, just go to Home Depot and wander around and look confused, okay?
I know. I'm so lost. Can someone help me?
Where are the hammers? Oh.
You're the best. Katie, thank you for your time. You go take a quick nap, and then we'll see you in a couple hours, okay?
Yes, I will see you guys, boys, soon. Thank you. Good morning.
Bye, Katie. See ya.
I love Katie. I'm so glad she's on our
staff. She's the best.